fire.
These two attorneys went in this morning and are coming out
of WNL, and they weren't on the list, so they wanted to verify.
See the bird's eye. Could you find out how they got in since they're not on the list?
Where's that RB1?
This is RB1. The two people that we asked for were on the list.
Where's that CP? They're on the list.
Finally found it, huh?
1-5-20. Richard M. Jones is a paramedic. 1-10-42. And his wound is 1825-72 last Sunday.
That's 10-4.
He has no arms.
He's carrying no arm coming out.
Attempt for.
It may be a VVAW member.
Yeah.
Bird's out of one. We're running NCIC on him now through rapid standby.
It's a long time ago.
I got it. That guy shouldn't be arrested.
Yeah.
I bet you should be. Fingerprinted, pictured, and thoroughly interviewed.
Nope. They still maintain more in a passive interest.
You've been hearing John Wayne?
Huh?
Have you been hearing John Wayne on the radio? You haven't heard John Wayne?
No, not yet.
One of my best buddies that left today, he's from Chicago. He's been the one doing John Wayne. Moved down into Wounded Knee and take those engines. And he was just perfect. He was perfect. Sounded exactly like that guy.
Is that right?
Yeah. Pretty good at it. He remembered a lot of the lines.
Cars poaching right there, identify.
D to 5A. Is that you, Romeo?
Two cars approaching position of red air identified.
Yeah, you're scratching.
5A to 5B, what position are you in?
Wrong.
Sounds like a supline.
Yeah, 10-4. Right east of there, there's some tracks going towards, the fast track going towards Denby Dam, and there's one went through and backed out and hit on the east again. The one backed out really spun out, according to the dirt.
10-4, that's probably our tracks. We just come through there.
Somebody is.
4.
That's
for. I'll be one to bird's eye.
That'd be a good idea.
This is Aberdeen 3-5.
Has CP say anything about what they want to do with this Richard Jones?
Stand by bird's eye to CP.
CP.
RB1 has a Richard M. Jones. Date of birth 10-15-47, white male. We're running an NCIC now through Rapids. He states that he's a paramedic, and he entered Wounded Knee last Sunday. He won't tell him how he got in. He is carrying no arms. One requests information on what to do with him.
Stand by.
Did you have a car leave?
Nah, he turned around. He's still here.
Is there one pulling away from us? Oh, there's one down by our house. No, nobody left. Fire to Riot Patrol. Patrol.
Hi.
Dave will handle. Well, it looks like they just passed them. Otherwise, you have two vehicles approaching the dunner.
You better try.
10-4, I see the lights.
This is Bird Echo. Has Jones been interviewed and the usual process?
Is that RB1? Has he been interviewed in the usual process?
RB1, that's 10-4, and then make a correction on that, the date he entered. He entered 325-73.
That's 10-4. Was that a 33? That's 10-4.
Okay, I'm
going to RB3-1019 with the prisoner.
RB1, NCIC will be about 5. Can you hold him until then?
That's 10-4.
Go. Sick rads on those cars.
RB4-520.
5-8 to Rat Patrol.
R-1020 is just leaving RV3. Would you pee and advise them that going to need someone to search his vehicle? We'll be in shortly.
RB5 to Rat Patrol.
This is Aberdeen 3-5. There are 6 cars leaving of the area east of Wounded Knee here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 7 cars. Is that you fellows over there?
10-4, that's us. Yeah. Five.
Sog 1, Kansas 1.
Looks like a Chicago freeway.
908-520.
We have 2 to RB5.
To
the
McKee.
I go ahead. 908-520. Go ahead, this RB5.
We're going to be on your right flank up the riverbed towards the BIA.
10-4, is that where you are now? Did you see a couple cars take off or one car take off?
10-4.
One red Chevy. We're just approaching the fenced area now.
10-4.
There we see him.
There we heard. You on Bird's Eye?
Bird's Eye.
My advice, CP, that Jones came in with CRS and CRS left, and at this time he does not have a ride back into Pine Ridge.
Ten-4, Bird's Eye to CP. Advises that Jones came in with CRS and. 325-73, and he doesn't have a ride out from the roadblock.
Make him walk.
1-K-1. Jack, he wants to get down here by the Denby.
Oh. There's a car coming down from the north there. Yeah,
yeah, that sucks.
RB1, copy, Birdseye.
That RB1, that's negative NCIC Jones.
We're what appears to be a poem or maybe a wounded knee anthem, but it's somewhat interesting. I don't think it would be necessary to quote it on the air, Brick.
Read it, read it.
Five to the rodents.
This is Red 2, go ahead.
Yeah, we have one of our vehicles coming in your direction for a stop.
80 CP.
Red 2 to RB5, we're over here on your flank on the, in the riverbed.
This is the CP.
Okay, 10-4, you won't see him then.
I'll pick him up, he's up on the highway now.
No, he'll pick up. 10-4.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That's all I had on that.
A 10-4, that's a blank application to the nation of Ogala.
That's 10-4. It's not an application. It's a declaration of citizenship. They give you a couple verses of this Wounded Knee anthem here. I'll give you the second verse. It's, bring on the APCs, bring on the FBIs. Today we will die. Give me a gun quick. I think I see one. Give him a hot lick. One more, well done. Now, that's for what it's worth. There's about six or seven other verses.
Hey! 10-4, if you get it duplicated, send me a copy.
Maybe I can have it autographed if you like.
10-4, bird's eye to CP. Roger, this is Birdseye. RB1 states that that Richard Jones has in his possession a blank declaration of citizenship to the nation of Ogala. I think it's spelled O-G-O-L-A. And he also has what appears to be a Wounded Knee national anthem in his possession.
Could you repeat that once more?
Attend for Richard M. Jones. For information of CP, a blank declaration of citizenship.
5B to 5.
Gala, O-G-O-L-A. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
he has in his possession. That's a 10-4.
Everybody say that.
They tell him to speak into the microphone. It might help. I'll try.
Yeah, can you read this over?
Yeah, go ahead. Talk into the mic, though, Roy.
All right, you have three vehicles that have returned to Wounded Knee from the east side. You've had two that have gone back out after this. It appears to be activity on the east end of... Wounded Knee, over.
Thank you.
Shotgun 6, Red. Rocket Man.
Runner Supply, when you come out here, would you bring some aspers with you?
Yeah.
Back your car if we're going to move into a bunch of terminals.
Okay, fine. You betcha.
585. Go. Got a car coming.
That X-ray over there?
You on the highway there?
They came across the prairie way down behind there.
That 103 Harvard, is that dog kennel, Arlene?
What?
That's that dog kennel out there.
Then you have each other when you come home at night.
I
don't think anybody here hasn't noticed the two of you, anybody, the remarkable way you get along for a husband and wife who are in this particular business and do a picture of it. And you always enjoy each other's company so much.
We do. You really do.
It's remarkable. Yeah. And to sit there and watch you hugging all through lunch like you were French. And you're just Americans.
Well, I guess we're French when we're in France.
Do you have any philosophy to your marriage, or should I not ask?
It's hard work. I think so.
Yeah. Marriage is hard work?
It's hard work, yeah. There's no philosophy. I think the thing that works on a day-to-day basis is letting the other person know your feelings, you know. That's not easy.
Yeah, that's not easy. How do you do it? I mean,
I'm jealous of him working with someone. I gotta let him know about it.
Did you say that right?
Sure.
But as actors and actresses, can you really be jealous of
You're happy about it. That's how you feel.
You know, you can't do anything about your feelings. You're having them, you know what I mean? So you might as well get in touch with them.
Yeah.
It's the hiding of them that causes so many troubles. I mean, we almost had an argument yesterday because I was angry about something else, you know? And it was only after we got angry and into something between us that it came out what the real thing was. But if I decided not, you know, to hold everything back, not to be angry, I'd never get it out. I'd never find out anything about it. Those things build.
Sometimes you can feel the anxiety that your lover has, and it's there anyway, you know? So if they express it to you, it's like giving you a gift. If Dickie's angry,
driving